Actually, there were two other proposals on the table from Quorum Health Resources and the Sitka Jet Center, but they had no traction at all and struck many as slightly ridiculous. Asked by Seattle-based facilitator Kurt O'Brien to take a side-by-side look at the three proposals, most people said some version of this.
We didn't really follow the guidelines to the T, but we did have some really great conversation.
Awesome.
And at the end of the day, we all agreed that Sitka Jet and Quorum Healthcare weren't really viable options for our community.
Sitka Jet Center, over the past couple of years, bought and completely remodeled the Sitka Hotel. Many expressed concern that the hospital was much more than a real estate transaction. Quorum has a huge client base in hospital management, major resources at its disposal, but high costs. Nearly $500,000 a year, not including executive salaries. So it really boiled down to whether or not to accept the search proposal or keep things going as they are. On paper, it's compelling. The acquisition of the hospital business for $9 million, guaranteed employment for all staff, assumption of pension liabilities, a 5-year lease of the hospital building from the city for $140,000 a year, and Sitka gets to pocket the $900,000 in tobacco taxes it's been diverting to the hospital every year. Doug Osborne was the spokesperson for a table consisting entirely of Sitka Community Hospital employees. They were surprisingly amenable to the proposal, especially the prospect of a brand new facility in the future, and shared other feelings best described as mixed.
Some concerns that we had was that once the local control is gone, the concerns that it's gone on a more permanent basis, and there'd be a lack of choice for patients and employees if there's just one provider in town. We had a concern about will like jobs really be like jobs in terms of the scope and the compensation. They said no layoffs, but will those jobs sort of be equivalent? And then we had a big concern about will they even be in Sitka?
The question of local control and search's reliability came up over and over again. The consortium is a compact between 15 Southeast tribes. Its board is not publicly elected, and their meetings are held in private. This is a contrast to how Sitka Community Hospital has been run since 1956, more or less as a department of the city, overseen by a board appointed by the assembly. Doug Osborne's table of hospital employees had a unique way of summing it up.
Progress is made at the speed of trust.
Another table, represented by Lisa Way, had a more concrete suggestion, put a member of the Sitka Assembly on the search board. Trust was at the core of other audience concerns. Would all patients have the same access to care as Search's Alaska Native beneficiaries? What about Search's policy of Native preference in hiring? Maybe even at the speed of trust, the process was moving too fast. Table spokesperson John Holst said that his group thought it was okay to take a step back.
Some of the people at this table, the idea that we ought to be taking a year and hiring a new CEO and seeing what happens.
That remark generated the first smattering of applause of the evening. Current Sitka Community CEO Rob Allen says he'll step down when his contract ends this October. Barring an economic cataclysm, Allen believes the hospital is in good financial shape for at least the next 2 years. In fact, for just the first month of the new fiscal year, July 2018, Allen reported net revenues of $455,000. As the town hall moved into open forum, individuals argued for either moving forward into the future with search or at least putting the question to a vote of the public. David Sam suggested that misconceptions about Native preference were distracting people from really understanding the benefits of consolidation. He said that the number of Native employees at Search was lower than many people believed.
Indian preference in this community is misunderstood. The number of Native patients is misunderstood. But consider this also, the funding level has never been enough to serve the indigenous population.
Dr. David Vastola, the medical director at Search, said that the organization's clinics in Southeast's rural communities have always served Native and non-Native patients equally. He pointed to the success of the Haines Clinic and of the Alaska Islands Community Services Clinic in Wrangell. As a 30-year resident of Sitka, He said he understood the pride people took in Sitka Community Hospital, but that it was time to set aside differences and work together on a common vision for healthcare in the community.
And I think we need to roll up our sleeves and do the hard work of addressing the hard questions on the table. Questions around equal access to care, around equal access to employment and advancement, and around a voice with governance. And if we're not willing to do those things, we're not going to make this happen.
Former Mayor Dan Keck, a central figure during a previous community pivot following the closure of Sitka's pulp mill in 1993, displayed zen-like calm as he offered Sitka's current assembly members this advice: whatever decision you make, we can live with. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.